Hi there, Nathaniel. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details, get you the pricing, answer any questions you might have. A happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going okay. Just taking a little nap,
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Naps are great. Tara's pretty detailed in her notes here. She's got here that you've been with Stay Listed not quite 90 days. They said they would get you first page placement, get you a website. So far you're just waiting for it to happen, but you're not past that 90 day period just yet, right?
Correct.
So all of that was deliverable within the first 90 days. They didn't say they would get you a website any sooner than that.
No, they didn't. Now, the thing was, the website was secondary. The main thing they said
Right.
with 90 days was
Sure.
the front page, with the front page in 90 days. It was just the fact that the website, I provided pictures, and
Yeah.
information, and
Yeah.
you were supposed to bounce back and forth to build something,
Right.
it hasn't happened.
Well, that's unfortunate. And I am familiar with Stay Listed. I mean, I've been in the SEO industry for a very long time. But one thing that I can tell you as our company, Local Splash, we've been around since 2004. So for over 17 years, we've been a top-rated SEO company. And about 5.5 years ago, when Google started looking for businesses to partner up with to provide professional management of these types of services, SEO, SEM, we were one of the very first companies to partner up with them. We'd already been in business a dozen years, and Google recognized our track record of putting and keeping businesses on that first page. We would do a landing page that takes about 3 or 4 business days for you. A custom website takes maybe 3 weeks, 2, 3 weeks. So certainly, with us, you would have already had a website a long time ago and that first page placement to get your phone ringing. Obviously, the first page placement is more important than a website. I mean, I know there are companies out there like Town Square that will build a really nice website within that first 30 days, but then you never get any phone calls because no one ever sees it unless they already know the name of your company and look for your website specifically. So I hear where Stay Listed is coming from, that the first page placement needs to come first. Otherwise, your website ends up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road,
Oh,
but they should have done something in that first
well,
30, 60
the
days,
thing that
90 days
confuses me
almost.
too is that I don't see. I mean, I'm no computer genius, right? But I don't get the fact that both can't happen. You know what I mean? Like, you're working on the SEO
All of it
stuff,
should
which takes
happen
time
within
with
the first
Google,
month.
and then well, and then you can also build the website at the same time.
Of
You know
course.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, all of it should be done simultaneously to get you the best return on investment. Now, you're still, I mean, anytime someone locks you into a contract and just tells you, give us some time, things will get better, we promise. And you have to wait 90
Oh,
days
yeah.
to see it. I mean, not only is that time wasted, it's time and money wasted, right? I mean, and time is money. So not only did you spend the money to get this going, you have to wait the time. All the time that you're waiting, you're losing opportunities because people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing too, is I'm not 100% sure. I don't mean is that as a do I have first for landing page visibility right now,
Right.
do I have that first page,
Well, we wouldn't be reaching out to you if you had first page placement even for your zip code. And I mean, you're willing to travel 50 or even 75 miles. So, the reason that Tara even reached out to you is there's a position available for programming on that first page, and you were one of the businesses that appeared on her pre-qualified list that she got from our inventory department. So when the positions become available for Google Premier partners, our job is to fill it, to find one company that we work with, right, one per area and industry, meaning we do not work with competing businesses. Right. And, you know, you hit our radar because you have some type of online presence. It might have been a Facebook page or maybe like a lead-based service, like a Thumbtack or a Home Advisor, Angie's List, that type of thing. You know, you've got enough information online that our inventory department was able to find that you are in this area providing locksmith lockout services, but no first page placement. So that's why you hit Tara's list.
Okay.
So we are looking for one company to work with. Now, Tara is asking me to apply what is officially our friends and family rate. It's the only thing that I have that approximates, you know, what you're looking for here. And although I know that my supervisor has been making these exceptions for some of the other pricing directors, especially in this last year and a half of craziness, I haven't asked him myself to do it. But, you know, I'll be honest with him. In fact, as I'm looking for your company, I did find, let's see, is that you? It looks like it is. There's an active Home Advisor profile page. Are you paying for leads?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not getting much off of that, honestly. I mean,
I'm
so,
not surprised there either.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to push that really. And honestly,
right.
I might even
negate
that later.
Yeah, I mean, if you.
Well, right, exactly.
You're probably smart.
I've gotten a few things from it.
Okay. I mean, it's always hit or miss. You know, I mean, you're going to get some work out of it, but you can't get every job when the leads go out to you and six other of your competitors. The reason I even bring it up is I'm going to mention that in my message to my supervisor real quick. I mean, it's a friend and family rate, but I'm not going to tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. But I would let him know you are a fairly young company. You're trying to stay listed. You have, you know, Home Advisor 2 is an active profile. So I'm just kind of letting him know that, you know, you're spending advertising elsewhere. Just kind of let him know that this is why I'm asking for the friends and family rate and things like that. And, you know, he knows how expensive that particular lead-based service is. And, of course, he's familiar with Stay Listed and, you know, give us time.
Well, right. Well, when I talked to them initially, it was going to be $300 a month. With a $400 startup fee to sum it up. And I was just kind of I'm thinking to myself, they were one of the first to reach out to me actually. And I was like, I'm not interested in that rate. And so they cut it down for the first year. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I mean, if it's a good service and gets what I need, I'm willing to pay a certain amount, whatever. And that's since then, I had no advertising presence yet, you know, to sum it up. So I was like, crap, fine. But, for $200 a month and, you know, for the first year. But what ended up happening was I ended up getting calls from other people. I think I got a call from like GoDaddy even. I don't remember. I was I'm hearing some of the, now and again, there's a difference in services and I'm no genius when it comes to, the background, work on the searches and all that stuff. So I'm like, I understand there's specialty people that aren't flipping burgers over at GoDaddy, you know?
You know? Right. Yeah.
You know, so I can respect and get that. And so I'm like, my basic intent is like knowing that there was other services out there is that going cheaper than what Stay Listed was going. Cause I'm like, dear Lord. It's way cheaper, you know.
It's a little pricey for the service that they're claiming to provide, especially with that big old setup fee, and especially since you're not even getting it, you know. I mean, and if it's only a dollar, but it's worth a dime, you're still overpaying 90 cents, and you paid a lot more than a dollar and didn't get much out of it. So, I mean,
well, that's the thing is I don't even know about the SEO search then. I'm like, you know,
right. Yeah. Well, I want to help you out. I messaged my supervisor when we started talking, so he should respond back in a minute or two and let me know if he'll allow me to do the friends and family rate. It would be $149 a month. That's the absolute lowest rate that we have. Our services are comprehensive, though, you know, and it is almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. But what makes the difference is Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, stuff that no one's ever heard of, stuff that most so-called SEO companies would not ever even think to create. But because we're a Google Premier partner, we know the content that Google looks for and indexes, and it's usually the content that, you know, no one's ever heard of, the content that your competitors don't have, that will have you outranking your competition, because all of those are equally weighted. You know, something like Opendi or Pointcom is as important to Google as a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So the companies that are on the first page, they're not there because they have more experience than you do, or because they have a bigger company or do a better job. They're just on that first page because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. That's how the search engine works. It looks for content that they can index and verify that proves that you are in that area providing that service. So that would be what we would create for you. And of course, it all would link back to the website that we would create for you. Okay. Now,
That's good too. Yeah. Cause what it feels like, honestly, I mean, again, I don't know who's doing what over there, but it feels like they worked for me for the first 2 weeks. And then they stopped or something is what it feels like.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Anyway,
Tara put in the notes here that you're not able to get in touch with them. You're trying to contact them and they don't answer the phone.
Well,
and they haven't called you back.
Well, that's the thing is that I'm like, when I did get through a couple times though, I was like, they'd leave a message and then.
Right.
You know, eventually I got through the first couple times, you know, when I was trying to work with them on some stuff, but I'm like, I'm the type of person that I don't feel like I should need to send an email and then wait for you to professionally respond back to it. I'm like,
no.
You guys got a phone number now and you're in the office. I'm like, here's the thing. I want to call. Maybe I get a hold of the receptionist. I want to leave my name and number. Hey, give me a ring back. And then you call me back. I mean, that's how I feel about it since I'm paying this money.
Right.
You know, and such. So anyways, though, the one thing was that I don't feel like I'd be able to act today since I'm still in the contract. You see what I mean? Because, you know, I need to cancel out of that other one first, which is coming up. I mean, it could, I don't think the 90 days is the day. I'd have to double check. But what I'd like from you guys though is that once you have that follow through though, cause I mean, that sounds about perfect for me if we were able to hit that 150 mark range.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, I was wanting something cheaper.
Sure. What you really want is something that works, you know? And like I said.
Well, there's that too. I mean, even if it was $200 and I just swapped out and somebody, and it was working, that is very true. I mean, like, yeah, even if it was $200, I'd like to go with you guys.
Yeah.
The thing is that I would like to ask, because I mean, I've been on the phone for a bit, and I'm going to have to get going again.
Yeah, right.
Just some follow-through from you guys to call me back? Because, again,
I can do that.
I'm pretty positive is that there's the locksmiths in the area. I can list them out for you. You got D's. Lock and key or whatever, you know, he's up in Madras. He's already got something going. He's not going to use it. You got Johnny, out in Madras. Out in Crineville. He's got something going, probably isn't going to use it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, and what's funny is that, and then there's one other guy in Redmond and he's already got something going too.
Okay.
Now it doesn't mean that they might not switch, but they already have websites built and, they're coming up front page. They've been using SEO stuff for a bit. So I'm guessing that on this half of Central Oregon, I mean, these guys are all in their mid-70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like, literally, I'm going to be like the only guy after a bit. It's gonna, I'm like, oh, no.
You can wait them out. You can outlive them all.
I know. I'm like,
but then you got to wait, 5, 6, 8, 10 years, whatever, until they retire or something else. But
exactly. That's what I kind of figured.
You've waited enough. I mean, it's almost 90 days. So, I mean, what I would tell you is this. I mean, you know, I can talk to my supervisor about, you know, keeping this listing on the back burner on hold until we speak with you again. I would think that the 149 would be basically contingent upon you, you know, moving forward today even. But without that reduction in cost, I mean, you qualify for a new business rate, which is 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would drop $399 down to $199. So even without the rate, you're still looking at $199 there. So how long
that's
before you think I can call you back? I mean, obviously, you know, I don't want to step on any toes or haven't breached contract.
Let me see when. Give me a second. Let me see when the first day was.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a while ago, but let's see. So, I want to say it's probably going to be a week. The first email I had with the secondary rep that I talked to that became the first person that I was working with was the 16th. So, I want to say that, like 1 week, whatever, it will for sure be 90 days.
Okay.
And then I'd be able to, then I'd be able to move forward.
Yeah, 16th, exactly.
And honestly, I'll probably, start trying to call in the meantime and cancel, out of it, because I'm like, you know, just unhappy. You haven't got it in 90 days.
I mean, it's bad enough that you haven't really seen results in a timely fashion, and to be honest with you, something that should have happened even a long time ago. But when you try to call them and they don't answer, and they can't even answer any of your questions or give any explanation, I mean, that's I don't want to say it.
Well, that's the thing is that I'm like,
I don't want to pour salt in a wound or say anything bad about another company, but that's red flag after red flag after red flag. You know, I mean, they're.
Well, I know. My first instinct is that, what are you guys suffering from the pandemic with staffing too? You know, you know, I'm like, you probably get to work from home. I don't get it. No.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Well, you know, I'll check back in. Like I said, I'll talk to my supervisor about just, you know, putting this on a back burner for a week. I'll let him know exactly why I'm asking for that. He has not yet responded to my request about that 149, that friends and family. So I'll just piggyback off of it and let him know what's going on. And even if he does not approve the 149, I mean, at 199, the time frame to get things going for you. I mean, I think it would be enough to put stay listed out of your memory, even not just the experience, but the bad taste in your mouth. Just get rid of it altogether. Get your phone ringing and have you moving forward.
I just want to be able to be. Here's the thing: is that, you know, it's also been, how do I put it? I've been thinking about it for a while. Just that I'm transitioning into locksmith stuff.
Okay.
So I work part time, like 20 hours a week doing one thing. I'm also a sports official. So I probably do about 20 hours a week doing that, and then I have my locksmith stuff, which is probably another 20. So I mean, honestly, 60 hours a week isn't that bad for me. But you know, I've been busy enough. We have a new baby and all that stuff, like 3 months old, and
So
I'm like, coming on 4 months, I guess, or I don't know, somewhere in there. Anyway, but the thing is that it's again. The website factor even. I mean, here's the thing. I want to just have a service that, hey, if you got a chance, let's work together on setting up Yelp or something, or a Facebook thing, you know. The only thing that they sent me, and that was like a month ago in an email, over a month ago, was, hey, let's work on your reviews. And I'm like, I don't care about my reviews right now.
Every time I hear that, that is so much smoke and mirrors right there. That is the hot magician's assistant distracting you while the, you know, nothing. I mean, it's just to distract you from what is actually happening, right, which is nothing, you know.
Here's the thing. My business is new enough.
You,
I'm like,
get more reviews. I mean, how are you going to get reviews if you're not getting work and your business is new? So, well, I mean, like I said, I want to do right by you. I definitely do. You know, we'll get this going for you. I'll check back in with you.
The
in
website
a week.
Factor.
Right.
The website factor. So, looking just to understand any pricing factors, is the website included in that, or is there a startup fee?
What I'm going to ask for is a website to be included and to waive your setup fee. And I think my supervisor would be fair with $199 with a website included and no setup fee. So it would be $199 out the door. The website will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you and include it at no additional cost. And we'll do everything for you. You know, we're not going to put it back on you and tell you, oh, you need to get reviews and you need to give us more time. We do a client interview, and it's usually the same day that you sign up. You'll spend about 30 minutes speaking with one of our technicians about the services you want to be found for, the area you want to be found, hours of operation, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, or slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. So we take care of all of that. Even the day that you sign up, usually, and certainly within the first day or two, it's really at your convenience. We try to get it done as quick as we can, though. And then we create the content. Right. We get everything going.
Now, one
we do the Yelp, the Facebook, and all those other things for you.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because, again, that's the thing. So I'm like, I don't mind inputting some things and being a part, like, hey, I need the password for this or whatever. Like, I did a Facebook page, didn't put anything in it just to secure the name.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
I haven't done a thing with it since, you know. But what was it, though? One little other little factor was, again, not that I'm worried. I like to know things. Is that, let's say that I didn't want to utilize your guys' services anymore.
Okay,
now,
sure.
Do you guys maintain the website properties or what?
We would do a couple of things. It is a month-to-month service, so there's no contract. Not 3 months, not 6 months, one year. It is completely month-to-month. That does mean you can stop at any time. You can cancel outright at any time for any reason or pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. No questions asked, no fees involved. We would do one of two things. We could either continue to keep your website active and host it only for a small hosting fee, or we can transfer the domain over to you, okay? So in that sense, I mean, it's kind of like riding a bike downhill. You can keep going for a little while, maybe even pick up speed, but without us continuing to update and optimize the directory submissions and things like that, your placement would slowly fall off the first page. But you're not going to lose everything. You know, we would, like I said, either be able to continue to host your website for you or transfer the domain over to you.
I like that, too. Let's say that there was something family-wise happened and I had to crunch back on finances or whatever. I could pay for you guys to maintain a website still. I like that. And then, hey, you guys interested in bringing me back on or whatever, you know, or some type of deal. I like that. That's good. Again, not that I anticipate that. I just, as I said, I'm a referee, right? I don't know. I mean, the family said I should have been a lawyer. I don't know. I like to know things. That way I'm mentally prepared if I have to make decisions rather than call back and have to talk about it, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll start looking into getting out of that since 90 days is pretty much just about hit. I mean, I have so many factors, again, to why I can cancel.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. And as we've been chatting, I did add my request to my supervisor. So after I get off the phone, I'll hopefully hear back from him pretty soon here. And I'm already messaging myself. It's going to send a dash. It's going to send a reminder a week from today to give you that follow-up call. I'm excited for you.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, like I said, I...
Well, yeah,
I
mean, I'm happy to do...
...for a long time, and I know that there are businesses out there trying other services, and most of the time they don't work. So, you know, I'm happy to get something going for you, something sustainable, something that's going to get your phone ringing. Not only is it going to allow you to stop worrying about or even, you know, dealing with the stay listed, I would think you won't even need the home advisor leads ever turned on, or the expense or hassle or frustration of chasing down a lead that six or eight of your competitors are chasing down and things like that. Most of the time when
right.
someone needs lockout services or a locksmith, they need it, and they need it quick. So, you know, if they're
well,
going through
I'm
home
so
advisors or estimates and things like that, that I don't even know what that is. But people can
well,
find you on
you
their
know,
smartphone
I know.
Even
I was
when
surprised,
they need
you. Too. Yeah. You know, the main – so some of my services that I offer is a key replacement for the vehicle. So sometimes it's not a critical emergency or anything. It's something along the lines
right.
of, hey, I need to get an extra key.
Right.
I'm
I lost
ahead.
My spare. I need a replacement. I need an extra
right.
key. Back.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
I do. Yeah. I do all the programming. So I can get good return on my investments. But I was surprised when I got there was like a couple lockout ones that came through Home Advisor. And I'm just kind of like, you're stranded in the middle of nowhere. And you put in a request through Home Advisor. That's like sending an email out. The 911 saying, I need your help. You know, I'm like, you'll get a response, but it's just so funky, you know, and yeah, anyways though, but yeah, sounds good though. I don't think there was any other questions really on my end. Cause
okay.
I've already kind of been through the process.
Sure.
I mean, I'll provide pictures for a website. I do have a logo. But it doesn't hurt to see if somebody else, if there's a better logo for the website or something, you know, I mean, you know,
yeah,
I
no,
came up with something,
well,
you know.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, I've already got everything in the notes. It'll populate a week from now to give me the reminder to give you that follow-up call. Probably going to be a little bit earlier on in the day, maybe 8, 9 o'clock, something like that. And we'll get things going for you.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Sounds
yeah.
good. Real pleasure, Nathaniel, speaking with you. You take care. You have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll talk next week. Thanks again, sir.
All right. Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye now.